Right now, we are joined by Dr. Joseph Vassalotti. He is the Chief Medical Officer for the National Kidney Foundation. Doctor, can you speak with us a little bit about this new public health initiative?
Yes, this is very exciting because this is an initiative of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, to explore a surveillance program for chronic kidney disease in the United States. And it's going to help us understand a snapshot of the U.S. population, what's going on with people with chronic kidney disease in the U.S. And this is just the beginning. They're going to open a website in the near future, which we're very much looking forward to that. I think that's really going to be focused more for clinicians, clinical researchers, public health professionals, and hopefully health policy makers. I think that will be exciting because it will help invigorate attention, interventions in chronic kidney disease, and health policy interventions in chronic kidney disease, which is so important.
Why is this exciting, or why should this be exciting for kidney patients or just anyone who's interested in their health?
Well, I think that the website, when it first comes out, probably will not be very helpful to patients. It's more for the clinicians and the health care professionals and policymakers. But I think right now what's exciting for the patient is that more attention to chronic kidney disease may help be impactful to their care. And I think another aspect of this that's very important for the National Kidney Foundation, one is that National Kidney Foundation can be proud that through advocacy, some of these activities in chronic kidney disease through the Centers for Disease Control have occurred. And the other is at the local level. If you ask yourself, how many people have chronic kidney disease in my state, in Maryland, in Virginia, in New York State, we really cannot answer that question right now. And the surveillance program is not set up to answer the question yet, but in the future, it's building capacity to do that. And if you can get state-level data, that will be exciting for local National Kidney Foundation organizations. That will be exciting for Medicaid programs, which are administered through the state. And that will really be exciting for departments of health in the state to consider initiatives and activities that help improve the outcomes of those with chronic kidney disease. Another reason why this is important to patients is because there are disparities in chronic kidney disease. So unfortunately, African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, Pacific Islanders, and Native Americans are affected much more than Caucasians. We want to understand that better and why that is, and we want to have interventions to help equalize these disparities in chronic kidney disease.
Dr. Joseph Vassalotti, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.